Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. And every Thursday at 9, County Connections coming to you countywide through Yaquinabay Communications. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you today, Joe Davidson, Lincoln County Assessor. Good morning.
Thank you, Casey. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you on, Joe. And, you know, recently you were in at a commissioner's meeting talking about the new software you guys are going to be migrating to for assessor and tax treasurer.
Correct.
So I really want to talk about that today. This is very interesting and really a big change. So I think I'm going to love to hear what you have to say about that. And I was thinking maybe today, too, with Joe, we would talk about the software, talk about compression with Sheriff Landers and the sheriff looking for basically a levy. I mean, essentially is what we're looking for.
Yeah, it's a new local option levy that the sheriff's trying to pass countywide.
We could talk about that too, and I know there's been some discussion about compression, and I think if you could help maybe demystify that for us
a
little.
Sure, I can try.
That would be great to touch on too. And then, you know, one of the things that are seem like a common question is that assessed versus market value type question. Joe, would be great if we could touch on that. But, you know, let's get started with your history and enlighten the listeners a little bit about when you came to Lincoln County and what brought you here.
Yeah. My wife and I graduated college, got married, and moved to the coast. We always loved the coast, so we came here in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And I was slowly kind of looking for a career. Looked at various departments in the county and saw that the county had a appraiser position open. And I did a little research in that and found that I could get registered as an appraiser through the state of Oregon. And so I studied up on that, got registered, and then applied for the position. It's just an entry-level appraiser position. Got the job. I was thrilled. And then I slowly worked in the residential section for a few years, kind of taking on various responsibilities. I managed the property tax exemption program for a while. That's basically nonprofit organizations, religious, charitable. Mm-hmm. They go through an application process.
Oh, okay.
And then if they qualify, we'll give them a tax break for their work. And then eventually I was promoted to sales data analyst, and that was a little bit more of a complex position. It was more in office, more statistical studies, market studies. To determine various value trending throughout the county for various property types. I did that role for about 3 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2016, Rob Thomas, as you know, our previous assessor who had been in the position for 5 terms, I believe.
Yeah.
Retired. He retired partway through his term.
Yeah.
And that kind of opened up the position to application process for the appointment. And I applied, interviewed with the commissioners, and they appointed me to the position.
Mm-hmm.
And later that fall, in November of 2016, I had to run for the election, for the elected position.
Yeah.
And I did. And I was elected to assessor that fall and started my term January of 2017. And I've been in this position ever since.
Yeah.
Still growing, still learning. It's a lot to take in.
Well, and here you are, you know, Lincoln County Assessor now, and I think it's just great because, one of the things that I navigate or I'm of sort of a switchboard for is the many emails currently that come into Lincoln County. And the other day I directed someone who was, looking for a job, at mm-hmm. Lincoln County, and we have a great section on our website, actually a link to all of the job listings, but we call it career opportunities. And, I really think what you just described to us really, defines a career with
Lincoln
County.
Exactly.
There's the opportunity for that upward mobility, and you've made the most of it. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's a fantastic story. And, I think we're very lucky to have you, Joe. You did mention for a while, and I was able to work with you initially, I think where I had some one-to-one contact with you was that sales data. And I wasn't really intending to talk about that, but I just wanted to touch on that.
Mm-hmm.
Who uses the sales data? Because I know it was something you were with me, we're always making sure that we update it about every quarter, I think, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We try to keep that updated, and that's just for convenience for the public to use, whether it be other property, the appraisers, realtors might use the information, and just the general public if they're wanting to get sales information for comparable sales to determine their own values if they want to do their own research. But we also use it internal. We use those sales. That's our main source, market indicators for trending different types of properties. It was just for convenience. We put those sales on our website. And I used to go through you, and then you eventually taught me how to do it.
Right.
And so I've been slowly putting those on our website, still trying to keep it updated quarterly. But it's mainly for the convenience of the public.
Well, when we think about, you know, the work, you know, you perform. And by the way, how many employees do you have, roughly?
We, including myself, our office consists of 20 staff members. There's three sections that make up our office. Appraisal, which is where I started. Deal with valuation, as you know. And then cartography. That's our mapping. Any changes to the physical property itself, ownership changes as well, that's handled by our cartography department. And then kind of general operations, general clerical functions of the office, that's the other section.
Yeah. You know, and you'd mentioned to me that you kind of see yourself or your department kind of as this switchboard and the importance of, you know, the accuracy of the work you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. We our main goal is to keep updated property records, whether it be ownership, size of the lot, whether you know, people go through lot line adjustments, and geographically, lots can change, rivers shift, and so your lot can change in acreage and size.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing our cartography department handles. But overall, you know, we've got to keep accurate records and accurate valuation of those properties because that's what people are taxed on. And so that's and as you know, countywide, that's our main source of income. Through the county and the various taxing districts, the main source of revenue is from taxpayer dollars. And so I kind of see us as a switchboard because we're kind of that middleman. We take in the revenue, we keep accurate records, we take in the revenue, and then our treasurer distributes it to the various taxing districts for their operations.
Excellent. Joe Davidson, Lincoln County Assessor. We're going to take our first break, and when we come back, let's talk a little bit about this new software that's coming down the pipeline. Stay with us, and we'll be back in a moment on Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us on Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Joe Davidson. He's the Lincoln County Assessor. And before the break, we talked about the history, what brought Joe to where he is today as our assessor. And we also touched bases a little bit on you know, kind of the essence of what happens in assessment. But one of the things, Joe, I wanted you to touch on was the new software, this Orion Tyler, and you can probably explain that to us. But you were in at the commissioners, and you know, we're entering into these new contracts with this software. And you know, I know it's something that you spent a long time researching, you know, and looking at these products. But essentially, behind the scenes, there's this architecture where all the data goes.
Yep.
I'm imagining.
Yeah, this has been a project we got approved funding for. I believe back in 2013, and so it's been a long time coming. Back at that time, the major software vendors in Oregon for assessment and tax software were going through an upgrade, and so we realized that and kind of held off until we saw those upgrades come to be, and we could really review them, get some demonstrations. And we had a couple of the major ones come to Lincoln County, come here to Newport, on a couple different occasions. I had brought down the office staff to kind of get their input as it relates to their own positions and how they liked it. That was kind of the big deciding factor. And also, you know, what's this going to do for the public? Or ultimately, besides being an upgrade for us, because we've been on the same we've been on the same software for 30 years now.
Wow.
We've been running off a late 1980s computer system up to this date.
Is it almost like kind of a DOS-based command-enter type thing?
Yep. And so that's why, you know, that's why this is going to be a real big upgrade. And, you know, we're going to be able to put more updated information out there for the public, more information, and it's going to be updated more often. Right now it's only updated annually because it's such a long process to get that information up to our website. We only have the capability to do it on an annual basis. And also our GIS system that comes along as a module with this new software will be updated hopefully daily. And so changes in ownership, new sales that come in, that'll be out there for everybody to see. And so that's another big deciding factor for us was the benefits it would have to the public.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love the idea that the data will be, you know, refreshed more regularly, because I know one of the common requests I've seen is for example, like, what do I owe on my taxes right now? You know, and it's been a real staff-heavy process. So have that automated is going to be wonderful.
Exactly, you know? Yeah. It's taxes due, you know, and just more information about an individual property. You know, I have photos on there. I have a sketch of the property now. More details and more of that inventory of the property itself. And like I said, that changes that take place will be updated more frequently. So people won't have to call us manually, call our office and get all this information. They'll be able to see it there on the website.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And I think you had mentioned, too, that this is going to be a big bonus for your staff time and entering data and their workflow.
Absolutely. For instance, one of the big changes that's going to take place with this new software is our appraisers who go out in the field to kind of re-inventory properties. And when we go out, like right now, we're going to be doing Lincoln City. We're going to do areas of Lincoln City, going out there and doing a reappraisal of all the properties up there. Right now, the appraisers are taking out paper, paper cards, and jotting down all the information, coming back to the office, transferring that onto another record to be kept, and then that eventually goes through a data entry process and then reviewed. Whereas with this new system, it's Windows-based, and so the appraisers will have the ability to take out field tablets, enter this information themselves, take a picture with the tablet to be uploaded and attached to the account, and then they get back to the office and it's uploaded into the system just like that. So that takes out a couple different steps there.
That's going to be great.
That's a big deal for us because there's always, you know, in our line of work, there's always more we can do. There's always, properties are constantly changing out there. And so the more we can get out there and get a good inventory, an accurate inventory of what's out there, helps us keep accurate records and accurate valuations on those properties.
And, you know, I noticed, too, that you guys are very customer-centric. You know, you've always got somebody available to the public, and the fact that this will reduce, you know, the time for an average citizen having to go to the county, going up to the office, that this will be available online, I think it's going to be great.
It will be. And, you know, we're still looking, we're hopefully, if everything goes to plan, this the contract will be signed next week. And, but we're still in line behind Multnomah and Washington County in this process. They're currently upgrading their systems. They're on the same software we are. This is kind of an upgrade of Tyler Technologies, A&T software. And they were on the same system we were, and so they're upgrading. And we're behind them in the process. But because of that, we won't even begin until probably late this year, possibly early next year. And it'll be a year process to get converted. And it's a lot of data to get converted over to this new platform. And, you know, nobody's expecting it to go smoothly. Everything I've heard, conversions are a nightmare. And so, you know, from what I've heard from the other counties, though, it's been a smooth process. Tyler's been a good company to work with. And so we're hoping for the best.
Awesome. Well, we're talking to Joe Davidson. He's a Lincoln County Assessor. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be back in just a moment on Connections. Lincoln County Assessor Joe Davidson, and we had told our listeners that we would talk briefly about compression. The sheriff's got a local option levy. This has been approved by the commissioners. We'll go on the ballot. But, you know, why is compression something, Joe, that we're mindful of when we bring these types of, you know, levies and districts have these types of wanting to, you know, bring in more revenues.
Well, let me just give you a real quick recap of what compression is.
Yeah.
This was a concept that was created in the early 1990s due to Measure 5. It put a cap on the total school category rates of taxing districts and another cap on general government rate, $5 and $10 respectively. And so let's take general government, for instance. If you've got a variety of districts that fall under that category and their overall tax rates total are above $10 per $1,000 of real market value, then they may be subject to compression.
I see.
And so if that were the case, the districts are compressed. Their revenue is compressed proportionately.
Mm.
And so if I pass a local option levy, I'm in a district, I pass a local option levy tomorrow, and it puts us over that $10 mark, I might affect the revenue of another district.
I see.
All of a sudden, because they're going to share that overage mm-hmm. with me proportionally until we compress it down to that, back down to that $10 mark.
So essentially it kind of puts, you know, ORS puts a cap on kind of almost how much taxation there can be.
Yeah. Prior to Measure 5, districts, Oregon was strictly levy based property tax system. Districts needed a certain amount each year. They put out the levy and that was divided by the overall, assessed value in that, in their service area, and that determined the tax rate.
Yeah.
So it was strictly based on the levies that they put out there. Well, once Measure 5 came along, now it put a cap on their rates. And mm-hmm. so it was kind of became a hybrid levy-based, rate-based system at that point. And we'll kind of get into Measure 50 now, if we have time.
We have just a quick moment. But yeah, touch on it real fast.
Yeah, Measure 5, it relates to real market value. Once Measure 50 was passed, it separated real market value and assessed value.
Mm.
And so now we have to kind of do the separate calculation because the $10 per $1,000 real market value applies to general government and the regular rates apply to assessed value. And so any kind of overage... Where it used to be the same value, any kind of overage, you have to take the difference between the two. Mm. I don't know if that makes any sense, but...
Well, I know it's complicated.
Let me just give you a quick example, just so I'm not completely losing you.
And I know you're laughing because my microphone's spinning in circles here, so...
So let's take a property with $1,000 of assessed value.
Okay.
$100,000 of assessed value. And they have an overall government tax rate of $10.50. They're subject to compression because they're over that $10 per thousand mark. So their overall Measure 50 tax is $1,050 because they're taking $10.50 times 100. Now, say their real market value is $103,000. That is subject to $10 Measure 5 cap. And so the limit on that property is $1,030. And so basically, there's $20 of compression on that property.
Okay.
That $20 would be shared by the districts that are over.
Yeah. Thank you for that primer.
Sure.
I mean, and for the listeners too, sorry we don't have more time to kind of peel back the onion on this. And, you know, what would be really great is, Joe, to have you come in sometime and we can just, you know, really peel back the onion.
It's a complex topic, so yeah.
And, you know, if people have questions about that real and assessed value and what those... you know, those things mean for their property values. You guys have great customer service.
Absolutely. We're open 8:30 to 5 every day. We're now open through the lunch hour as of a couple months ago. You can always give us a call too, 541-265-4102.
Thank you, Joe Davidson, Lincoln County Assessor. You can find more about assessed market value, real market value online, county's website. We'll have Joe again on the program. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you same time, same place.